Hello. Today the Church celebrates Friday of the 31st week in Ordinary Time, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do so that, when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another he said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. In the parable that we hear in today's gospel reading, we find a rich man confronting his steward about misusing his property. He commands him to make a full accounting, telling him that he will no longer be employed by him. The steward recognizes that he will need the help of his master's many debtors, and so he calls each of them and lowers the debt that each one carries. While this does bear a little bit of a dishonesty, it points to a much greater message. We see that the master is no longer quite so angry with the steward after he lowers the burden of the debtors. Perhaps in seeing the mercy with which the steward treated the debtors, he also tempered his response with mercy. In the Lord's Prayer, we ask God to be merciful just as we are merciful. May the story of the dishonest steward guide us in our response to people in our lives.